I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A Christian man falsely accused of theft wound up being tortured to death by police in Pakistan. Isaac Six of Open Doors USA says this story is alarming for believers.
The evidence is just blatant that there was terrible torture done here. And it looks like the authorities are investigating, which is good. But often in these cases, there's not really accountability for those who are responsible. So that's something we're following closely.
In a radicalized society, change needs to happen at both a governmental and spiritual level, which is why Six urges us to be praying for Pakistan and those engaged in gospel work.
It's always great to talk about societal change. And one of the ways that that really happens is through the gospel. So it is important for, you know, those on the front lines of this to continue doing that important work, because I think that's the only way we're really going to see change.
And did you know that over 75% of the world's population are oral communicators? E3 Partner says this population communicates a lot through storytelling, drama, and song. And thankfully, over 70% of the Bible is made up of stories. E3's Jeff Johnson says they're making sharing the gospel with oral learners a priority. How? Through their E3 Orality cause.
What the Orality team has been able to do is train themselves and all the people that go on trips with them to be able to confidently share these different stories that ultimately lead to the story of the gospel.
E3 is also equipping strong local Christian leaders to continue this work on their own. Would you consider helping by joining an E3 Orality trip? Find the details at missionnews.org. And for now, pray for a gospel movement in Orality cultures. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever wondered how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.